When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
Odyssey celebrates Veterans Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Giants lose again. They are 2-7. They go to Germany to play the Carolina Panthers. And losing to the Panthers is a very bad thing. But if you're looking to be in the top two or three in the draft, losing to the Carolina Panthers couldn't be a bad thing. But it's one of those deals where if you're Brian Daboll, of course you want to win the game. You want to show John Mara that you got this thing. You can keep it on track. It's not going to go completely off the rails. It's not going to be a three-win season for them. But in reality, a three-win season for them might put them in a better chance to be successful in the future. Now, I understand that there's no guarantee, but every example that you can give of a franchise that drafts high and takes a quarterback and fails, I could give you so far this year where three guys look pretty good, and the Giants were right there on the outside looking in. So you don't know. You just want to put yourself in a good position to draft those guys, but they are, of course, in a spot now where, I mean, I can't even imagine. Like the people, this is a good question that Al asked this morning on the Warm Show. Do the people in Germany know what type of turd football is going out there this week? Like, do they have any idea how bad these two teams are that they're getting?
Two bad teams could lead to a high-scoring game, which is all they really care about. I would think they want an entertaining game. I would imagine that the Giants are probably favored by a touchdown, I bet you.
Let's take a look at that. Would you bet me? I would probably say somewhere in there. But after this win for the Panthers, maybe it won't be a full touchdown. I have not looked at the spreads yet for the week. Not quite ready for that, but here we go. And 5.5. Giants 5.5.
Well, there you have it. I mean, look, the Giants are the better team. But, you know, we've seen other better teams lose games. We've seen the Jets lose to the Patriots, which is ultimately, I believe, is going to end up costing them the playoffs.
Yeah.
That was the game that they had to win. They had to win that game. They would have been on a two-game winning streak. It would have, you know, the 10 days off before you play the Cardinals next week in Arizona. It would have gotten you an opportunity to get the 6-5 by the bye as opposed to 5-6. And this Arizona game is not going to be easy. Because the Jets cannot, I mean, they just can't stop the run.
What do you think the spread in that game is?
I bet you the Jets are favored by 1.5 points.
It's actually the opposite. The Cardinals are favored by 1.5.
Yeah.
Cardinals minus 1.5. You know, just to go back to a conversation we had, was the point of this season just to make the playoffs? Because at this point, that's what it's turned into.
For the Jets.
Like, that's what it's turned into, is just to make the playoffs. Because they're not going to be able to compete with a team like the Baltimore Ravens or the Kansas City Chiefs. There's just no way.
They would have to. They're probably, if they make it to the playoffs, which is, like we see, a lot of things can happen. The Colts lost yesterday. The Broncos lost yesterday. So teams will end up coming back towards them as long as they continue to keep winning. If they make it, they're most likely going to make it as the 7th seed, meaning that they will end up playing the number 2 seed. And the number 2 seed is most likely either going to be, I would think, they could play Houston again, they could play Pittsburgh again, or they may end up playing Baltimore. Because I don't think anybody's overtaking
Buffalo, maybe.
Maybe Buffalo. Nobody's overtaking Kansas City.
Yeah. So, that's the point. It's like Aaron Rodgers didn't come here just to, like, squeak into the playoffs and lose.
Well, the point is get to the playoffs and then anything can happen. That's the point. If you can hold on to hope. I don't even want to think about those until I see where the team is at the bye now, because I felt like their pathway to the playoffs was 6-5 at the bye.
Yeah, the best they could do now is 5-6.
Which meant that they beat the Patriots, you know, and they of course, you know, beat the Houston Texans, and then they have the 10-day period where they're off, they get a little bit healthier, and then they play the also-ran kind of Cardinals, who have now won 2 in a row.
Yeah, which is a shocker. They're one of those real surprise teams in the NFL. So it'll be a huge game for the Jets, and maybe, who knows, if they're playing great football at the end of the year, it could surprise whatever. I just don't. It's just, like, if they do squeak in as the 7th seed and then get whacked, I mean, is it going to be celebrated because they came back from the dead and made the playoffs and they're going to give it another run? Like, that's, and I don't even think they even get in that position. But if they do, it'd be an interesting way to evaluate it. Like, are you evaluating it like, man, like, look at this. There's a lot of real positive momentum made into the playoffs. Maybe we got the right mix now, finally. But, you know, but then again, we can't compete with the top of the AFC. What the hell do we do?
Right. I was thinking about this Thursday night's game between the Bengals and the Ravens. Like, if you're the Jets, I think you want the Ravens to win. You know, I think you need the Bengals to continue to lose. You know, and the Bengals end up waxing, you know, the Raiders yesterday, and the Raiders are firing people now in the middle of the season, which usually doesn't bode well for the guys that are remaining behind them, meaning that they'll be shown the door this offseason. And a lot of, you know, this is where maybe Bill Belichick comes in. Like, there are going to be a lot of teams, I think, that will definitely interview him and may want him. And I think he's probably got a skeleton coaching staff ready to go right now.
Skeleton coaching staff. Didn't Mike McCarthy? Mike McCarthy had a skeleton coaching staff after he got fired with Green
Bay.
Remember
he was meeting in the offseason with his coaches and stuff when he did not have a job?
That is correct. That spread, by the way, is Ravens -6.5.
I bet you, I would think that Steve Spagnuolo is probably going to get a job somewhere. I would think that Ben Johnson's going to get a job somewhere, the offense coordinator from the Lions, but it's going to be a job that he's going to want. It's not going to be like he's not going somewhere where they're starting from scratch. Like, he already turned down Carolina once.
Yeah. I mean, he'd be a guy if I wouldn't be surprised if the Dallas Cowboys made a run at him. That'd be a tough job to turn down.
That would be a tough job. I would think that there's a very good chance that Jacksonville would go after him. And he would probably see Trevor Lawrence there, who's got a significantly losing record since he's taken over at Jacksonville. They spent a ton of money on free agency this year, and they're still losing.
Yeah, I mean, and that Shad Khan is you know, the way he talked about his football team going into this year, there's just no way that Doug Peterson is going to be able to stick around. And they're thinking about trading guys. You've already seen that. Travis Etienne maybe going to other teams, so that team is completely dead. Let's go to
Odyssey celebrates Veterans Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Ron, who's down in Florida. What's going on, Ron?
Hey, good morning, guys. Like the show, get up every morning, turn you on.
Well, thanks, Ron. What do you got for us today?
I know you've been talking to some Giants this morning, and I've been a fan my whole life. I'm a lot older, all right? So give me some slack here. But I've seen worse teams. And I'm talking bad teams. We couldn't score. And we lost the identity of the Giants. It's always been defense, in my opinion. And it wasn't a quarterback who changed the team. It was a linebacker. So, I mean, I'm just going to bring this up. It's a memory of mine, but I remember my first son was born. It was Thanksgiving. I was in the waiting room. And I'm watching the Giants play Detroit, and the game was terrible. Lawrence Taylor comes in the game, just takes it over, wins the game. Actually wins a game on defense. And our defense is terrible. We've lost that. It's not the Giants. If we don't play defense, we don't win 4 Super Bowls.
Yeah, and yesterday, and Ron, thanks. I mean, and yesterday the defense was disappointing, especially in critical moments, end of the first half. We talked about it. But, I mean, the defense has got some players on it this year. They've got a young secondary. Kayvon Thibodeau's been hurt, but Dexter Lawrence and Brian Burns have been pretty good for them. But, yeah, I mean, when the Giants win, I mean, we know it was the toughness of Eli Manning in big games, but it was also the fact that they got to the quarterback with 4 defensive linemen better than anybody in football did in those 2 years that they won the Super Bowl.
Steve Spagnuolo was their defensive coordinator.
Right. So that yeah, of course, I can't argue that, but I mean, any team that has success has got a good defense, you know? I mean, it's not just the Giants. You know, there's been very rarely a team that wins a Super Bowl that's got a crap defense.
No, it's true. That's why I wonder about Baltimore, even though they just smoked the Broncos yesterday. I still worry about their pass defense and whether or not, you know, when push comes to shove, you know, they added Deontay Johnson. They didn't add an extra pass rusher. They didn't add a defensive back. Maybe they will before tomorrow's deadline. But they look like they're a team now that is saying we're going to have to outscore everybody we play, as opposed to being that Raven defensive kind of culture that we've had all those years.
Think the Giants trade anybody away?
They may. I could see Aziz Ojulari being on the trade block. And I can also...
Darius Slayton,
possibly. I mean, yeah, I'm sure they're taking calls on certain players.
Yeah, they got to seriously consider that. I mean, anything to stockpile picks is the way to go in a season like this.
Odyssey celebrates Veterans Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.